It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Grizzly Creek fire near Glenwood Springs is still growing, but forest officials say there are reasons to be hopeful. Scott Fitzwilliams with the White River National Forest says some of Glenwood Canyon has been only lightly affected by the flames.
It's going to change, but I don't want you to think in your head it's all a blackened canyon walls, and that's good because we all love that canyon so much.
There is no estimate for when the fire will be under control or when Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon will reopen. The Cameron Peak Fire in Larimer County doubled its size over the weekend. It's now at more than 12,000 acres. Jared Hone is the deputy incident commander.
This is going to be a long-term fire. People need to be ready for that. We don't have a lot of relief in sight for weather, and so we just need to be prepared for the long haul.
Another much larger fire is still burning near Grand Junction, and Colorado's latest wildfire started Friday near Winter Park. Altogether, wildfires have burned more than 125,000 acres across the state. They're putting a lot of smoke into the air. Health officials say to stay indoors if the smoke is thick. Thousands of students start moving into CU Boulder dormitories today through Friday. CPR Education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The university is expecting 1,200 students today. Spokesperson Scott Pribble says all students must check in with proof of a negative COVID-19 test from within the past 5 days.
If they don't have the results yet from their test, or if they haven't taken a test, then we can provide a test for them at that point.
Students can only bring two family members, with one guest allowed in the residence at a time. Students and staff must submit a daily health form each day they are on campus. It determines whether they have the potential to have COVID-19. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's hot again today for much of the state. 93 this afternoon in Boulder, 95 in Denver. This is CPR News.